Hear, hear.
Hear, hear.
You're listening to Hear, Hear on killradio.org. That means it's Monday. We got a lot of new music to play for you today.
But first of all, welcome back, John.
Thank you.
I have to admit something. Okay. I had the worst time with you not here last Monday.
Really?
It was so technically hard because, you know,
you gave me the playlist.
What did I say?
You said, Mark doesn't do well alone.
Yeah, that's why I want you to title it on the archive. Because I kept fucking up because you have your information on paper and I'm having to find it on the computer because it's like emails and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm trying to hold a mic, type, set up for the next set and all that all at the same time, and I was just messing up left and right.
Wow. Kill Radio.
It was going
so underground it hurts.
Yeah, and so for once we had an unprofessional show.
For once. For the first time.
So really, that's why a lot of people give me crap for it.
Seriously?
No.
No. No.
No, because irony is that...
people gave you crap?
Yeah, all three of us. What is the most professional show here? What would you say?
My show.
I was going to say your show. Good. I would think yours is pretty professional because you have
bands. No, that's not true. Actually, my personal opinion, the most professional show is people who do that on Tuesday nights.
Oh, yeah.
Because they write their material before they come in and it's scripted and it's prepared. I mean, there's still a lot of improv, but it just sounds really tight.
Did you say that's on what night?
Tuesdays at 7.
So if you'd like to hear the lone professional show on killradio.org, please listen to people who do that on Tuesday nights at
7.
7 p.m.
But also listen to Is Good on Thursday mornings.
Oh, yeah. That's your show.
Yes.
Explain your show real quick.
Well, I DJ for an hour and then I interview a band. And in a few weeks, I will have interviewed a different band every week for a year.
For 52 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
So 52 bands?
Well, I guess there's like a week here or there that I was absent for one reason or another.
But still,
it's roughly 50 bands. And I have plenty on the way. I have Uberzone coming in in August. I have, tomorrow I'm doing an extra, a special edition, Tuesday edition of the show.
Special edition, you guys.
Yeah.
SE.
Well, because not everybody can make it on
good
a Thursday. So we have these open slots in the schedule. So
right.
So tomorrow I'm interviewing Sarah Routh, who's a very talented songstress.
Mm-hmm.
Whose brother is Brandon Routh, who plays Superman.
No.
Yeah, it's kind of weird.
That hot guy?
Yeah, that hot guy, yeah. And
why'd you say it that way?
I don't know.
Because I turned it
into... That's not how I identified him. Oh.
It's because you're stupid and you're blind.
But that's not why I'm bringing her in, of course. I mean, she's a talented singer-songwriter, so she's going to play acoustic for us. And then tomorrow night as well, she's playing at Cat Club live, so you can hear her on Kill Radio and then go see her live.
Nice.
Which is cool. Which is something I like to do with my show, is like have bands that you can listen to and go, oh, these guys are cool. Oh, they're playing next week, and then go see them.
Cool.
So I'm excited about the lineup for Is Good.
Good.
And how's your show going?
It's good. I'm on a new time now. I'm on, I have to look at the calendar to see where I'm at, because it's my third different time. I'm on, Close Your Eyes is now on Fridays from 12 to 2. And this last show I did was real good. It was kind of weird. I don't want to go into it fully kind of like totally intellectualized out. I want to kind of be open. And it was weird. It kind of became one of those shows where it was like 52 card pickup. And the cards that were face up presenting me were what I went to. Like, I had a great email from this one thing. This piece of paper fell out of this spiritual book I'm reading. And then what I was wanting to read the spiritual book, it all just tied in really nicely. But it kept it kind of diverse and wide as it was being so narrow.
Wow.
So it was fun. It was great. And the music's real good too. I've been finding a lot of cool music lately, both through iTunes and through friends and stuff. So
I know you found some music on this show that you've
played.
I actually did
play Vincent Parker last week too.
Yeah, and I got an email, MySpace message from Aaron Williams, who we've played a couple times on this show.
Is that the one I like that I want to borrow the CD of? That's
mm-hmm.
so funny.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would need to borrow that CD.
So yeah, she MySpaced me asking when we had played her because she wanted to download it, and then she went and downloaded it and said, "Oh, it's so great." So
nice.
So yeah, these are real people that are sending their music. Why don't we get into some music? Because I have some more stories for you that involve vomit and all sorts of great things.
I love vomit.
Vomit stories are fantastic.
I'm totally into
Roman
shows.
I have a fantastic vomit story for you.
Oh, good.
So what I'm looking at here is from Voodoo Rhythm Records. So it says, Records to Ruin Any Party. They're from Switzerland. And
nice.
They sent us two CDs all the way from Switzerland to play on Hear Hear, which is exciting. And
I don't know why that sounds funny. They said it's two CDs all the way from Switzerland.
Yes, all the way from Switzerland.
Which was very difficult because it was on Covered Wagon or something.
So, but I'm sure this, unlike Switzerland, this music is probably anything but neutral. I'm sure it's, this is from...
they were never neutral.
Yeah, this is
they
from...
They took the gold.
A band called The Come and Go. It's their second album. It says, and as creative those punks are, they called it Two, so nobody is going to miss it. So this is from the album 2 by The Come and Go out of Switzerland. And they sound exactly like this. Please stand by. We are experiencing
that was one of the problems I had last week. I couldn't get the CD player to work.
Oh. What the flippity fuck?
I think I hear something.
Do you?
But I barely hear something. Maybe it's a really quiet song.
Somebody's been screwing with the board.
This is one of the problems I had last week.
Seriously. You know what? We're going to have to try some other way of playing this. Until I figure it out.
Some other way of playing a CD with the only CD player.
Well, we'll see if the other CD player works. Some dickwad screwed with the board.
Or it could be pusswad.
True.
Pusswad.
Is that a
I
word?
Just made that up.
Oh, dear. Let's see if this has any success.
Remember, we're non-commercial.
There we go. Killradio.org. You're here.
Yeah.
Hear, hear.
Hear, hear.
And we're back.
Yeah.
There we go. You crackled.
Glitched.
Sorry for the technical difficulties before.
But John fixed it.
I did steadily. Thank you. Thank you.
I was impressed.
I installed a CDR burner yesterday, and I've never done that before. Actually,
you mean into
up,
your computer?
Into my computer. I opened up the computer. Dude, it was full of cobwebs and just like tumbleweed and shit, and then like clean that shit out. And then, yeah, I actually installed a piece of hardware into my computer. I was very proud of myself.
And it works?
Yeah, yeah, and it works. And I only hurt myself like twice, and it was from banging into things that were around the computer.
That had nothing to do with the computer.
Nothing to do with it at all.
Wow.
I hit my elbow on a door frame, and I was kind of sitting on my knee in a funny position, and I sprained it or something trying to get up. But the actual CD burn, it works. I'm very, very pleased.
One thing that is interesting about PCs, because I'm not a PC guy, I'm a Mac guy, but I used to be a PC guy, is that technically the mechanical part, they're relatively simple. I mean, you just pop, either you really do just pop things in and then pop them out kind of things, like with hard drives and stuff. It's all that other coding stuff afterwards, the BIOS or whatever you call it, that's the weird part.
Yeah,
Did you have to do that? You had to do that part too, right? Didn't you have to like...
No, it just kind of worked.
Don't you have to load the firmware or whatever so your computer recognizes it?
No, my computer apparently is bright enough to figure it out.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, which is good because I'm not bright enough to tell it. So
anything. So let's hear about what
that was. That was the Come and Go from Voodoo Rhythm Records out of Switzerland. I have another CD.
They're out of Switzerland?
Yes, I have another CD from them, from Voodoo Records, that is, that we'll play after we play something that you've brought in.
Yep.
But thank you, Voodoo Rhythm Records. And let's move on to the next.
Yeah.
Submission.
So what we got is, excuse me, this is a band out of Austin, Texas. Hold on.
Man, can I just say there are more bands from Austin, Texas on MySpace than any other place in the universe?
Oh, no. Austin is a big scene.
No, I know there's a lot of music in Austin. I have a lot of
Austin music today, by the way.
Because I was just in Austin, which I have stories about that. But like one of the things I do for my Is Good page, myspace.com/thisisgood, is I add all the friends of Kill Radio.
Uh-huh.
So if I have some spare time, I'm just like click, 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 adding all the friends. And let me tell you, like, it's like one out of four are from Austin.
Right,
it's ridiculous.
Right. It's a big scene. Isn't that where South by Southwest is?
Mm-hmm.
So I think that's part of it. It's kind of this, I don't know, South kind of music scene thing, like outside of Hollywood thing.
Yeah, and I think any culture that's persecuted for being different than its surroundings is going to be artistic, you know, because they're this like kind of tiny little liberal blue splotch
enclave,
in this big red state, you know. So,
no, that's why I knew when I did my Craigslist posting there that I would get a lot of responses, and so here we are. So this is an artist by the name of Jacques Grant, and out of Austin, Texas. And this song called Till I Saw You. You're listening to Hear Hear on killradio.org.
I thought I saw it all.
Hear, hear.
Hear, hear. That was my dear friend Lucas out of Canada, who last week I played on the show. And actually, I had I put the word out when I reminded everyone that I was playing them. I go, hey, if you want to call in, you hear your song, you want to call in, we'll talk live on the air. And he was the only one who called in.
Oh, wow.
And, of course, I was having technical difficulties with that. Actually, I wasn't. I guess he thought we somehow got disconnected because he couldn't hear me anymore. And then he just hung up. And I go, hello, I still hear you.
So now you're playing him again.
No, he sent me another song. But I want to share what he wrote because it's pretty funny. He goes, so... and hey, don't worry about being late or fucking up during the show and stuff like that. If anything, I'm sure the listeners found it mildly entertaining. I know I did. Anyway, fuck those corporate whores.
Woohoo! there's a Lucas. Kill Radio fan, yeah. If ever there was.
Yeah, Lucas, send more music.
Do you remember the one-hit wonder Lucas from like 1993? It was a hip-hop act, Lucas with the Lid Off.
No.
Brother Lucas Sing with the song. Lid Off. Hey, you don't remember that song?
No, keep singing.
No, that's it. That's all I know. That's as far as I go.
Wow, I don't
That's what I
it.
Thought it was when oh. I saw Lucas. I'm like, is that guy back? But no, totally different music. Well, very cool.
And then again,
cool.
Before that was, let me rephrase that. That was
yes. The last song was Lucas.
Lucas, and the song was, he does a lot of instrumentals, at least the stuff he sent. That was Surfing in Texas. And then before that, again, was Jacques Grant and Rewired out of Austin.
Awesome.
So thank you, Lucas, for keeping us international.
All right. Speaking of international, I got this other CD from Switzerland.
Stupid.
Hey, that's, what, you said... International, this makes is a perfect segue. That's
Speaking
stupid.
Of international,
no, but it's
Mark.
A perfect segue. See, you're
as
not,
you know,
you're not born to do radio, Mark.
No,
I don't
I'm
think
not.
So. You're
too, I have a face for it, though.
This is a band called Roy and the Devil's Motorcycle, and the album is called Because of Women.
The devil only has one motorcycle,
apparently.
Okay,
and you can get more information on these bands from voodoorhythm.com. So this is. Yes, that's what they sound like. Not cute. Let's try that again. There we go. You're listening to Hear Hear on killradio.org. Hear, hear.
We'll be right back.
Here, here. So, a little bit of information on that band.
Please, that was fun.
Roy and the Devil's Motorcycle. They sent really cool little press release things here from Voodoo Rhythm Records. This is the band formed in 1991 in a little village on the mountains in Switzerland. Three brothers and Oliver on drums. They started as a back-from-the-grave garage punk band, but still keep the psychedelic and blues in mind. Now, over the years, the influence is definitely more to search in the Velvet Underground and early blues like Elmore James and Spaceman 3. And there's more information on them, and you can check that out at voodoorhythm.com. Also, the band that they started out with from the same company, it says, described the come and go, described as, take fucked up Rolling Stones and the Oblivions and maybe the retards, and you got the come and go. Had explosion on the turntables and an explosion in your head as well. Recorded in a, believe it or not, studio for the first time in history of the band and correctly mastered. And they're one born-again Christian, and the other three are into Satan. All of them are, like, dirty.
Nah, is that what it says?
This is what it says. The facts. One born-again Christian, and the other three are into Satan. All of them like it dirty, and they talk and having fun together. Also a fact that actually does not exist in this world, so it must be a amazing band.
Is Voodoo Rhythm Records based in Switzerland?
Yes. Hence the...
Who writes English so well there?
Well, actually, I was kind of covering for them.
Oh, okay. Because I was like, wow, that's so... Like, oh, that was written so funny.
Yeah. Awkward.
Sorry, John. I didn't mean
you know,
to...
You ever do that, though, where you're like... You ever reply...
Save someone asses? Yeah.
You ever get an email from someone, and they just... There's like an obviously huge typo, and you reply, and you need to make reference to something specific that they said.
Right.
But you don't want to... You know, repeat what they
said
and
like,
reply.
Journalism.
So you have to fix.
Right.
I mean, I do this. You just fix the spelling and don't say anything. You know, like if the word was supposed to be start and they left out one of the T's and it said sart and the music and the sentence didn't make any sense.
Right.
So you reply and then you just very subtly fix it because you don't want them to recognize the typo and then not pay attention to your reply. Have them focused on, man,
right.
I spelled start wrong.
Distracted by it.
Exactly.
So I'd rather them be known as someone who can't speak English correctly.
Right.
So that's why no one replies to my emails, because I ruin it in the first place.
It's very sad.
No, just gets me nowhere.
Which is very sad.
Which is why I'm here at Here Here, killradio.org.
On a Monday afternoon. Hey, Monday. What is Here Here that I keep hearing about? What is it that we're doing here?
I haven't heard anything. Tell me, John.
Oh my God, we haven't talked about it all day. Here Here is Kill Radio's only all-submission show, which means you send it, we play it.
And this show is so overdue.
Absolutely.
This show could have started so long ago.
There is zero quality control in this show, and that's what I like about it.
That's also what I don't like about it sometimes. I have to admit. I mean, there's some stuff we play, and it's like, okay, I guess I got to play it.
No, but that's great, because somebody hears it and likes it. Somebody hears
God,
it, doesn't like
so.
It, but finds it entertaining.
Right. No, there's that aspect, you know. Yeah.
And the thing is, like, look, if you went through the effort of making it, putting it on a CD or
making
it an MP3
ballsy enough to
it,
send it and think it's awesome enough.
And you want airplay, we'll give it to you.
We'll play it.
Exactly.
No standards, basically.
And then, you know, you don't even have to mention that it was played on an all-submission show. You can be like, oh, yeah, I get airtime all the time over at Kill Radio.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, use that to boost your band. Why not?
Right.
You know?
Right. So, do you want to talk about submitting?
Yeah. Well, I like the actual physical CD format because it comes with a little press release and a sticker. And, you know, I like the act of, it's like opening a present, you know. So you can send us CDs to Kill Radio, attention, Here Here, 3806 Beverly Boulevard, room 201. And that's in Los Angeles, 90004. Did you see me reading that in my mind?
Yeah, because every
like
time you do the address, you're like, okay, what's her address
again? I know,
you
just have to look at it on a piece of paper.
Yeah.
So, and if you want to send music digitally.
Right. The way I like it, although lately I've been wishing I was a CD guy, because I've been having problems with people sending MP3s and they're not tagged, or I'm getting a track and it says track 3 and then there's no band name. Like, well, who the hell is this again? I have to kind of backtrack and figure it out.
That's a good name for a band, though.
Track 3 or
yeah.
Backtrack?
Whatever.
Yeah. But anyway, so I like using this website called usendit.com. That's usendit, all one word, .com. All you do is upload your track or tracks one by one to them, to that website. It's free. Put in my email address as the recipient, which is Mark, M-A-R-C, at killradio.org. Again, Mark, M-A-R-C, at killradio.org. And then I get an email that says I got a track wedding, and then I just go to a, I go to the link and I download it. That way it doesn't fill up my inbox, and it also doesn't fill up your inbox, because then it's not like attached in your sent folder. So it just makes it clean and easy for everyone. When you include your information, please include contact information. And if you include a MySpace page, that's awesome. But also include an email address outside of MySpace. So when I email everyone, I don't have to email you separately. Just those,
but keep
those
in mind, I won't
things.
Email you.
No, John it's will not inform happen. You at all.
Because that's just, how I, that was my original vision of the show, is that it was kind of like playing a lottery, that you were going to throw music at Kill Radio, and Kill Radio was going to play it, and you'd be rewarded by listening to it. And I feel like if you warn the bands that they're going to get played, that's making it a little too easy for them. It also requires a level of work that I'm not committed to.
Yeah, and I'm more of a den mother that way.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm more of the doting aunt.
Hey, yes. You're going to be played.
Yes, and I'm more kind of the abusive stepfather.
Yeah. Which makes us a very hot couple, by the way.
Hot.
Really, so, balances it out well.
So what do you have next
See, every
for
time
us?
I bring up homosexuality and you in the quotient of us having a relationship, you will go, let's go to music. This is a band called...
it's funny because it's true.
Secondhand out of... How do you pronounce that? Is that Mequon or probably Mequon, Wisconsin? It's probably a Native American
or
Indian
Mequon.
Word, so it might even be... Yeah, maybe Mequon.
Yes, probably should ask them how it's pronounced before we killed them all.
Yeah. Well, if you guys are listening, you can... Oh, you never told me. You can instant message us at Kill Radio Station through AOL Instant Messenger.
Yeah, you can
Radio
do that right
Station,
now.
All one word. So if secondhand you're listening, you want to enlighten us, enlighten our listeners with how you pronounce the city you guys are from.
Or if you want to just dog us publicly. Yeah. I never get to use the word
LA-centric. Yeah. People that don't know anything outside of your own town. Okay, so this is a song called Anymore. You're listening to here on killradio.org.
It's all true.
But can you She vanished in thin air, but I don't mind it anymore. I can breathe, I can't see, never made it back to me, and I can't find it anymore. No, I can't find it anymore, and I can't find it anymore, but I don't mind it.
Here. That was a band by the name of Guess out of, I'm trying to remember. I think they're out of, no, I'm not going to say it.
You could do like one of those Who's On First things.
No, they are out of Austin. Another
Guess,
Austin band.
The name of the band.
Yeah.
Guess. No, the name of the band. Guess. The name of the band.
Third
Guess.
Base?
No, yes, out of Austin, Texas. And their mother who does music is from Austin, Texas.
Yeah, that's a... band named by the name of Guess at Austin, Texas. What I like about it, I guess that they said in their email to me that they've been around for 13 years and their big, huge background image on their MySpace page, which is myspace.com/guess with one S, G-U-E-S. It looks like a picture of them when they were, like, God, what year would you say it is? 89, 88, 87?
Could be.
86? Probably 86.
No, I'd say more like 88. Just from the clothes. 89. Seriously.
I'm saying 87. So why don't you guys guess? If you can, you listen, instant message us at Kill Radio Station. Tell us what year the photo is.
Yeah, we'd like to know.
Because we're going to fight about this when we're back at music. Speaking
of Austin, Texas.
Wait, what are you saying? You're saying 89 now? I'm saying 87.
Just from the picture. 87. I don't know.
First of all, it's Austin, so you have to subtract 5 years.
That's cruel, man. No, so I was just in Austin visiting my fiance's family with my fiance, and this is the story I'm meaning to tell you. So we're supposed to get up at 4:30 in the morning here in L.A. to go fly to her friend's going to pick us up, and we're going to go to the airport. And right. So it's the night before, you know, we're packing, we're hanging out, and, you know, we occasionally like to have a Bloody Mary now and again because Shannon makes a killer Bloody Mary.
Yeah, you said this before. She makes some
killer
amazing
Bloody Marys. So we each have a Bloody Mary, good times, and then we kind of binge eat for a little bit, and then we go to sleep, and then we both wake up at the exact same time, 3 o'clock in the morning, an hour and a half before we're supposed to get up, and I'm feeling kind of nauseous, and I'm thinking, man, am I a loser, because all I had was one drink, and I'm thinking, am I really sick from just having one drink?
Right.
She wakes up, and she's like, I'm nauseous, I don't feel right. Well, before you know it, we're both projectile vomiting all over the apartment. I threw up.
All over?
Well, okay, I'm using colorful grammar.
Oh,
I'm just saying, like, we both started throwing up, right? She threw up, like, twice. I threw up 3 times in the apartment. Then her friend comes to pick us up to go to the airport.
In the place
she throws up
of
out
vomit.
Of the car of her, at her friend's car. I get to her friend's work. She works right by the airport. Throw up at her friend's work. Get to the airport. Throw up at the airport. Then she throws up on the plane, and then I get to Austin, and I throw up at Austin Airport. So that's 6 times for me, and I think hers was 4.
And over 3 time zones.
and what we figure out what it is, I should have mentioned this before we left, the V8 that we used in the Bloody Mary.
Was bad?
It had expired, like, maybe half a week previous, because you're supposed to, like, it was, even though it's refrigerated, you're supposed to use it all within a week of opening it, and for us it had been like a week and a half,
right?
And that's the only explanation. It's the only thing we both had.
Right.
And so we had food poisoning, and it ruined the whole first day of the trip, because not only had we been, like, dry heaving, like, all the way there, but, you know, we just felt like crap. We had, like, fevers, and, like, it was awful. Thankfully, the first night we stayed at her friend's apartment, and her friend's husband, this is good, is a doctor. So he gave us anti-nausea medication, all this prescription
stuff.
Nice. Anti-nausea, anti-cramp, anti-diarrhea. But I'm just now getting my appetite back.
Are you serious?
Well, the whole week I had, like food was kind of gross. You know, like, you hear, like, when women are pregnant and sometimes, like, certain foods, they look at it and suddenly it's just like they can't even be around it. That's how I felt, like, the whole trip.
So, for number one, did you guys clean up before you left?
Yeah, no, we didn't throw up all over the floor. I'm just saying,
toilet?
In the toilet, of course.
Both heads at the same time?
No, we took turns.
Did you hold her hair?
No.
Okay.
No, but it was funny because I went
You probably couldn't be around her when she was vomiting because it made you want to vomit, right?
Well, the first time I went into the bathroom to throw up, it was like I felt it coming up. I'm like, oh, this is really happening, because I hate being nauseous, you know? And it's like I try to put it off. Eventually, you have to admit that it's going to happen whether you want to or
right,
not.
Right.
So I go to the bathroom, and she's on the floor with her head on the floor and her knee, and she's like on her knees, like, because that's like the only position you can be in when you're nauseous.
Right.
That,
in the bathroom?
Know, delays. Yeah, she's like lying on the bathroom floor trying not to nauseous. I had to like step over her to get to the toilet. Needless to say, it was a bonding experience. So, God. It was a beautiful thing.
My next question really is: she makes kick-ass Bloody Marys,
not for a while,
but
I'm not going near that drink.
V8,
yeah.
So she starts off with crap and turns it into something wonderful.
What do you
now
mean?
That's
V8 is more than tomato juice.
Not even. Do you know how much fucking sodium is in V8?
So, do you know how much salt you put in a Bloody Mary? I mean, like, it's a high sodium drink.
Yeah.
Anyway.
But now you make it worse with V8.
No, but actually, because you're being the asshole, it was low sodium V8.
And you're obviously a closet case, so of course you'd have low sodium V8.
No, she picked it out. All right, back to more music.
Yeah, please. Is it my turn? No, I think it's your turn.
No, it's my turn.
Good.
Bitch. We have music from Pippa Rogers, who sends us her music all the way from Cardiff in the UK. You can check out her website, which is www.feelypurr.com. She must be a cat lover. F-E-E-L-Y-P-U-R-R.com. Also has a MySpace page, myspace.com/Pippa Rogers, P-I-P-P-A-R-O-G-E-R-S. And this is what she sounds like. You're listening to Hear Here on killradio.org.
There's something I should let you know. I plan to never let you go. I found a good thing for myself, a hand to hold. A sweet taste in the air, a smell of roses everywhere. And if it's all a dream, then I don't care. 'Cause I know how I feel, and I can tell you this is so real. Oh, I've never been so happy.
It's incredible.
I've never been so pleased. I never knew that life could be so good to me. Can't tell you how I feel. I've never been so happy. I've never been so glad. I never knew that I could get this high. This is the best thing that I've had. You make me feel so happy. In my eyes, and all that I touch feels so alive. Nothing can bring me down. I'm flying so high, and you know what you do. And I can tell you this is so true. Oh, I've never been so happy.
It's incredible.
I've never been.
Been so happy. I've never been so pleased. I never knew that life could be so good to me. Can't tell you how I feel. I've never been so happy. Looking, and I can tell that you are wondering what I could bring and what I could do for you. So now let me tell you straight, I could be wonder number 8, the next big thing. So let me in, clear a space, 'cause I am coming through. Well, I got to keep on knocking, 'cause I know eventually you're gonna give in and let me in. And I'll get what I've been waiting for, and I'll wait whatever time it takes, 'cause I know when I get my break that I'll win. Yeah, I'll get in. You just gotta open the door. When's it gonna be my time? Because all I ask of you is a chance to shine. You will find that you'll never regret. Chance to sing, so let me.
sit here so patiently, but I'm getting tired of waiting for my turn. Started to learn that you get nowhere by being sweet, and there's no point now in holding back, cause it's time to launch a full attack to be heard and spread the word. So back off now if you can't stand the heat. But don't think my fate rests with you. All your help will do is make it easier for me to get where I am going to. And I'll make it there no matter what. And I'll have to give all that I've got to get in. But here's the thing, nothing's gonna stop me getting through. When's it gonna be my time? Because all I ask of you is a chance to shine. You'll never regret it, baby. Now, I don't think you're listening, because all I ask of you is a chance to say, so let me in. When you gonna let me in? All I wanna do is get into it. Let me in. And all I want from you is help to do it. Chance it's certain I would win, so let me in. Let me in. When's it gonna be my time? Because all I ask of you is a chance to shine. You will find that you'll never regret it, baby. Now I don't think you're listening, because all I ask of you is a chance to sing. So let me in. When you gonna let me in?
And we're back.
Here, here.
Here, here.
That was Pippa Rogers. Thank you for submitting your work. Again, you can check her out, www.feelypurr.com and www.myspace.com/Pippa Rogers, P-I-P-P-A-R-O-G-E-R-S.
And she's out of Cardiff, right?
Out of Cardiff, UK. It's an international operation. Well,
yeah,
we had a lot of
very international
music from England, music from Canada. And stuff.
Well, this is what's embarrassing. We're either international
Italy.
Or Austin today.
Yeah.
It's either international or Austin.
I have some local music that I'm going to play soon, actually.
Yeah, I don't know if I have any in Los Angeles today.
We don't get any music from North Korea.
I've been Craigslisting there.
Yeah? Poor North Korea. No, seriously, poor. So,
stupid.
What's next?
Please. What is next?
Oh, this...
You know, I'm not holding my mic right.
You're
see,
not.
At Kill Radio, you have to hold your mic
in a certain way, or else it goes.
You have to have
pop.
Your middle finger up in the air near the plug of the socket, so you get kind of a ground.
Which is a ritualistic thing. It's
yeah.
The middle finger to corporate radio.
We're becoming more and more culty.
Yes.
That's why I would did
less
you,
and less.
You saw that email about
radio.
Yeah, and you saw that email on the list about.
Don't talk about the list on the air.
No one talk. First rule of the list: you don't talk about the list on the air.
Exactly.
No, about the good recipes for Kool-Aid.
No, I have not seen that.
Jonestown.
Are you going anywhere with
Jonestown
this?
Jonestown 2007.
Right on.
It's gonna be so fun. No one's gonna care though. That's
ew,
the one
my
difference.
Lips touched the foamy thing at the end of the microphone.
Oh, I always do. I keep this smorgasbord of vaginal disease. These things.
Great.
Anyway, this is a band.
Come to Kill Radio. Get rid of your OCD. by using shared equipment.
I'm trying to remember where these guys are out of. I can't
hurry
remember.
Hurry up. I have to go wash my lip.
Are you serious?
No.
Okay. I'm just saying, this is a group called Indigo Babies. I want to say they're out of... I'm not going to say it.
No, because I just cleansed my lip by repeating the word four times in my head.
Oh, good. All right. We're going to play two songs by them. I don't normally play two songs by albums. Oh, God. You do have OCD. God. Okay, this is a group
great.
Called
now
Indigo
I have to
Babies.
Look to the left for the rest of the episode.
I'm going to introduce the song now. This song called Domo Arigato. This is Indigo Babies, and I'm going to figure out where they're from when we come back. You're listening to Hear Hear.
KillRadio.org.
VTech. Namaste.
Indigo Babies.
Arigato.
Visualize the land away from the day-to-day, raise a blaze, head-to-head and frustration. Let me take you to that place, meditate till awake, innovate, create, stimulate your mind state. As I wait on waterfalls, as you run from your mama's call into my arms, I'll soothe you. Calm as palms of movement, come in tune with your sexual revolution, eventual evolution. Dry off of my skin, light an incense, watch golden light reflect off our abdomens. Our souls traveling, an intense feeling occurs. As I grip your venous like curves, in each other arms we cradle, connect navels till chakras shine harder. Dominate submit as I take control, exchange power roles to empower each other's souls.
Domo, domo,
arigato.
Domo, domo,
I see you looking at me.
Domo, domo, arigato.
Costa my fuego.
Domo, domo,
arigato.
Whispers madness to my
heaven, girl. Entra esa su idioma, brinca por el fuego, baila por el fuego, come close to my fuego. Cuidado con lo que mira mal, así con su ansiedad pide más, oh baby girl, no hable más. Estoy aquí para programar tu mirada, enseñarte lo que manda de la vida. Es estilo mamacita, brinca para mí, brinca por los otros que le dan así. Conozco más lunas peligroso, dicen con sus bocas que te quieren, después con su mirada tira nada. Bala para mí, bala bien chiquita, llama para una cita, una y una, ponte en fila, te tengo cerca, gatita. I know you looking at me, I see you looking at me, domo, arigato.
Domo, domo, arigato, domo, domo,
I see you looking at me.
What is it now? Did you get caught in the rain? You thought you knew everything, you thought you could explain. Why this water pours, especially tonight. But there were some things that you can't deny. Like how things will always come down to this right when you thought you could get away and get out quick. But why run from the inevitable? It's like fear of death when it's so near as breath. I thought I told you before, we'll feel pain again. Like it always rains again. Some things you can always count on, like depression and regression, especially in succession. But now you in the storm and you heard the lesson before. So put your hoodie up and push through the bullshit. The insecure will always pull quick. They want you to be afraid of the rain because they are. But the truth is you are a star above the
also love it all, cause you walk off the path, the sky's at your own call. Forever hoodie up, y'all. Shoulder that pushes us along. With love, when I know we share the same struggles, and the puzzle pieces come together, and the stone will make us one. As individuals, we sit together by the round table. You, your people, your friends, your fellow man, share the same hoodie, but yet you feel alone. Why do you feel alone? And you realize you forgot to put your hoodie up, turn your headphones volume up. So the with the hoodie love, we will move above. All in all, we will change our thing on fake. But our song gates open up to show you our inner state. Peace brings tears to your face. Are we easy to forget and hard to remember? We are the revolution and the go, baby. In life, but we must not jump from the edge, which is close to the wrong. We'll be taken to the land where we all turn to clones. Grab your sword and your book of poems. Let your hoodie shelter you from the storm. And soon you cry, I will heal away and make room for clear eyes and bright skies. I put my hoodie up to cover my eyes and fly through the night skies. Others run away, I stay. Namaste, see the reflection of me in the storm. My soul becomes warm, I unzip my sweater forever. My ribcage parts wide, let my heart fly. Beams of light emanate from my soul to the sky, and the rain reverses and pours from my eyes. I am the sun, all is one.
We're back. Here, here.
Welcome back. Here, here. Indigo Babies out of Boston, Massachusetts. That was two songs by them. That second song was called Use My Hoodie, Love.
Yeah.
And then before that, once again, was Don't Worry, I Got Though.
Use My Hoodie. That's
so
awesome.
So I just think they have a fun sound.
Yeah.
It's kind of like Massive Attack, kind of. There's a slight family resemblance, but not. Which is like, I'm not saying that.
The electronic outfit?
Yeah.
Weren't we just listening to rap?
Yeah. Like, have you ever heard Blue Lines, that album? It reminds me of that album.
Okay.
Of course you've never heard of that album. You only got into them when
I don't know. I see this music as being more, I would compare it to more to like hip-hop artists. Like
right,
modern.
Yeah. But there's that whole hip-hop scene with Massive Attack. You never heard the first album, Blue Lines?
No, I guess it's not.
Great. It's like this, but different. I don't want to do that because I think that's unfair. But no, it reminds me a lot of the European kind of hip-hop acts that I actually really like. So it's so great
cool.
that we have some... I'm assuming they're Americans because they're in Boston. So that was good.
That's Indigo Babies was, with a Z.
Yeah, and myspace.com/IndigoBabies. That's baby with a Z on the end.
Awesome.
Yes.
Should we switch over to segment two of the
Yes. Do you want to explain what we're doing before or after I do that?
During.